This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I got a note. From a friend of mine. Here's how I read. Hey, Kev. I thought you were talking about me because I'm your number one fan and have the trophy wife, as you know. I've been listening to you since you were in St. Louis. That's prior to 2012. And listen to you every day. I can't imagine there's anyone out there that has known you longer since late 80s. Still waiting for you to come to dinner when you get to Dallas. Talk to you soon, buddy. Andy. And the reason that Andy, number two, who's actually a friend I've known longer than my number one fan, Andy, who I was actually talking about, who's a cardiologist in Florida, is so essentially there's a beef, right? There's a beef. Who's number one? And to my friend Andy, who's known me since the 80s, he's practically family. We've known each other. He was with me during my formative sales years. In fact, I can say this. I started in sales, and he became the regional manager. I think he wasn't the regional manager when I started with this company, but he became the regional manager. And he was with me when I won the national sales competition at his company, which is a Teledyne company. And so he watched me cut my teeth in sales, and I became a much better salesperson long after that. I was number one early on, and Andy can attest to this. And I know he listens to the program, obviously, because he sent me a note. But there are people that transcend. Let me just say this. So Andy, the cardiologist, who is an amazing guy. And I met him through guys at my cigar club. And I met all these guys through a guy named Bob Cook, because Bob was kind enough to send me a note about his church. And he says, Kevin, you said something that I didn't appreciate about my church. And I told him, you're right. And we became friends. All of us became friends, highly supportive of each other. In fact, those guys, let me tell you, Bob, Stu, Kirk, and others, somebody mentioned your organization to me, not on our watch, the other day. So congratulations. But anyway, Andy the cardiologist and his beautiful wife, I've been to their home, and Andy listened to all my shows. Of course, he hasn't listened to as many as my other buddy, Andy, whom I've known since the 80s. But Andy bucked up. He paid for our event when we did our show, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour in Florida. Andy paid for the venue, and he came to the show, brought people to the show, obviously from his church and other things, and remains a staunch supporter. And no offense to my buddy Andy, the other one, but this Andy bucked up when we needed him. And I'm not saying Andy has. My other friend Andy hasn't. And there have been many others. I talk about Albert, who's made significant donations to us. Albert and I have never met. But I checked up on him the other day because I was thinking about this conversation and said, where's Albert? And I've already mentioned Bob and Carol in Florida, who came to the show. We finally met. But these guys have supported us financially, and there are many others. And I would love to meet you all. And if you guys have suggestions on how to do that, I'm happy to do it. I have one of my zero bookend birthdays this year, so I'm making kind of the circuit of where I go to celebrate my birthday, because I can't do it in one place because there's just too many people, and I can't do a destination thing because most people wouldn't be able to go. So that's what I'm looking to do for my birthday. And if I do something at the end of the year that may be destination something, maybe we can put something together. I don't know. All suggestions are there. But as we were talking about this internally, my fundraiser said, well, Kev, let's put it out there. Let's see who the number one fans are. So I'm going to tell you guys what we're going to do. There are some of you who love the radio show. We're going to make you producers, executive producers, whatever. There are going to be levels on the radio show that you can fund. Now, I told you we were going to take it behind the firewall. We didn't do it this year because we made some changes, and we're hoping those changes kick in to fund the show. But here's my point. If you want to be fans of us, the first thing you can do that costs no money is listen and tell other people. That's step one. Step two, you say, Kevin, love the show. Going to give you $5 a month to do the radio show. Others may say, you know, I heard you're doing this new TV production called Sneak Peek. I want to be listed as an executive producer on the show. I'm willing to give X amount. We're going to give you the numbers. I'm going to give you $25 a month to do the show. Okay, let me tell you, to do this stuff is not free. It's not cheap. We have to pay people to do stuff. Not just internal to my own organization, but externally. So we're going to do that. If you want to join the FlickFest, my movie streaming service, which, by the way, we have the apps done. So you're going to have, you'll be able to download the FlickFest app in the App Store and get the Android or iPhone version, and then you can cast it to your TV. We're going to give you instructions on how to do that stuff. But if you join the FlickFest, that's a help. If you just want to give to us the way certain people do, recurring donations, you're going to get into the Backstage Club where we're going to show you a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Or you're going to get to see things nobody else. You'll have codes that you can log in, and you'll see us doing, you know, having fun and doing stuff that we that I think is, quite honestly, more fun than what we do that you hear. Now, it isn't a contest in the sense of who's number one, who's the, you know, because there are people that will donate to every single thing. And for the record, Bob and Carol, Andy, Albert, many others, those of you who've donated, you've automatically qualified. You're going to get everything. But we are going to put stuff behind the firewall. But we're going to give everybody an opportunity to pick and choose. What do you want to support? Because I'm not rich, and I underpay people. But do you know why they stick around? Because we all believe in our cause. I asked one of my friends this the other day. I said to him, do you think I could be more popular than Candace Owens if I wanted to be? He started laughing. He said, dude, please. Of course. I don't care to chase that stuff. And that's bad because in order to get to the big numbers and all the things you want to do, you got to chase it. I don't want to chase it. Sorry. And it's not laziness. It's just it's not in my character. I feel like people need to find what we do organically and love it and become sticky and stick with it. That is number one. And I believe we have dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of number one fans. People that believe they are the people that support me the best. I don't disagree with you. But in order to keep the wheels on the wagon, we got to get the funding to do it. So, you know, Andy, number two, who is the cardiologist, has put his money where his mouth is. Now, Andy, number one, I'm coming to dinner, and I know you and Liz are doing lots of stuff, and, you know, and there are many others out there doing your part. Continue to do what you're doing, but we're going to let you. And by the way, you're going to get recognition on the websites. You hear me talk about a lot of people all the time. I'm happy to talk about you. I love the people that support what we do. Short break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We live in an era of downgrades, folks. We have a downgraded country. I may have spoken about this the other day, but it bears repeating. We've been... What's been upgraded? Name me something. What is the Bidens brought? The Biden administration? Leftism? What is it brought that's upgraded? Name one thing. And when I say that, it reminds me of a clip from Undercover Brother where Dave Chappelle's character asked the very same question.
Thank you live to a press conference by General Warren Boutwell in which he is expected to announce that he is a candidate for the presidency of the United States.
I wonder if he'll run as a Democrat or an independent.
Never know. Might be a Republican.
Yeah. Please. Kind of self-respecting black man will run as a Republican. Name one thing the Republican Party has done for black people. One!
What? They were the party of Lincoln.
They stood against the tyranny of oppression by leading the call for the Civil War and forced passage of the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed the slaves.
I named two things lately.
Love that clip. The difference between them and that clip and us is the left can't name anything. Name me one thing that's been upgraded. by Joe Biden or the left or leftism. Well, Kevin, let's the presidency. They claim that was upgraded. Do you feel like we've upgraded the presidency? We have a demented clown supposedly running the country, and he's done nothing. Anything that's been closely right has been policies that Trump enacted before. Do we have an upgraded first lady, a woman who's so unaccomplished she requires people call her doctor when she wrote a fifth grade dissertation? Oh, how about those first children? You excited about Ashley? You excited about Hunter? I mean, the first children of this administration are going to get Joe Biden and his family in massive trouble. Is it an upgrade? You know, begin at the top and just work your way down. We have a downgraded president. We have a downgraded first lady. Melania Trump was class. There was nothing pretentious about her. She came over to this country, made herself a success, married a billionaire, became the first lady, not because she sought it, but because she backed her husband, was probably the most unappreciated first lady in the history of this nation, and I give you Jill Biden. You say what you want about the Trump kids. They're not crackheads. None of them. Trump didn't shower with them. I could go on. What about the downgrade of the Department of Justice, especially the FBI? We're going to talk in a minute about these 51 intel experts who validated Hunter's laptop. Yeah, something up about them. Was that an upgrade or a downgrade? I got it. How about that CDC? That an upgrade? The very CDC that gave you guidance that flip-flopped more than a fish out of water? You trust them? You feel like it's been upgraded? I don't know how you felt. When I used to get information from the CDC years ago, I trusted it to some degree. Maybe I was just naive and stupid. Maybe they were just as bad then as they are now, but I don't think so. How about the FDA? The people that supposedly worked in conjunction with the CDC to approve vaccines. You think they had the best interest in mind, or do you think they got a little bit of that Biden Chinese money? How about the National Institute of Health, run by Fauci the fraud? You trust them? You think they got your best interest in mind? Have they been upgraded? How about the government in general? Do you feel like the government's doing a better job for you now than it did 4 years ago, 2 years ago? I started to trust government again from 2016 to 2020. We recognize there's a swamp. How about you look at the litany of incompetence that Joe Biden has running our government? Cross-dressers and black nationalists, Chinese spies. Oh, you trust them? You feel comfortable with these people? Or you feel like we've gotten an upgrade? Do you feel like the people in government today care more about the country than the people in government from, what, 5 decades ago, 6 decades at its founding? Do you think these people that are in office love this country? Do you think they love black folks? You think they love Latinos? You think they love LGBT? If they love them, why don't they treat them as humans? Listen to the comments these people make, and you'll find out there is zero humanity in anything they say. I'm going to ask you this. Have we upgraded our economy? If you count inflation, rampant inflation is upgrading. Sure. If you count bank failures is upgrading, absolutely we've done it. If you count stock market stagnation is an upgrade, sure, we've done a phenomenal job. How you living? Are you upgraded? Is your personal income upgraded? You feeling better about Joe Biden? Or are you apprehensive? You got people talking about financial meltdown 2.0, and Joe Biden's talking about LGBT crap. Let me ask you this. Your belief in the country, that been upgraded? You believe America's the best? You believe that when we go somewhere, we go with the right purpose? What do you think? Do you think we're in Ukraine because it's in America's best interest? I don't know what's going on in the world, but I'll tell you this. I don't trust this administration with any of it. I do trust this. I trust that when Donald Trump went to North Korea, he really wanted to see those two people working, those two countries working together. He wanted to unite families. People that are tied by blood, but are separated by politics. You think that's just North Korea and South Korea? What I just described is exactly what's happening in this country. And Donald Trump was fixing it there, and he was fixing it here. And you know what happened? When they cheated him out of the election, we went right back to separating ourselves politically. Blood relatives in the time of Obama stopped talking to one another, and they're doing the same thing under Biden. We got more downgrades. What about our school system? You think kids are getting smarter or dumber? You think kids in colleges are getting more leftist or conservative? I asked this question earlier. Belief in the country. Belief in the possibility of America. Belief that America is the greatest country ever. Downgraded. We've downgraded our morals. We've downgraded our ethics. Now, lies are presented as truths. So is it any wonder that Moody's has downgraded its outlook for U.S. banks from stable to negative? Doesn't surprise me at all. Everything about this administration is a downgrade. And I'll wait. Contact me, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Ask any leftist to call this show. Tell me what upgrades that we've had under Biden. I'll hand them their butts, because this has been nothing but a downgrade.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Security preparations are underway in New York City
For a possible indictment of former President Trump, News 4 New York reports law enforcement agencies are conducting preliminary security assessments for in and around Manhattan criminal court should Trump be charged with alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Russia is dismissing an arrest warrant that was issued for President Vladimir Putin over the war in Ukraine. The International Criminal Court issued the warrant today, but a foreign ministry spokeswoman said the ICC decisions, quote, have no meaning for Russia. It will take about 3 months to clean things up after a toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. That's according to EPA Administrator Michael Regan. Just under 7 million gallons of liquid waste have been taken to various facilities following the derailment, which took place last month. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's no evidence that Hunter Biden has done anything wrong.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing between by Biden, by Joe Biden, or by Hunter Biden. There's no evidence that Joe Biden actually did anything wrong or did anything to sway things in Hunter Biden's favor. He's denied that his son ever lobbied him for anything. There is nothing wrong that Vice President Biden did.
President Trump has falsely accused your son of doing something wrong while serving on a company board in Ukraine. I want to point out there's no evidence of wrongdoing by either one of you.
There is no evidence that anybody did anything illegal regarding the Bidens and Ukraine, and Joe Biden was carrying out U.S. policy.
President Trump wanted dirt on Joe and Hunter Biden. Trump's claims about wrongdoing here are unsubstantiated. We have looked. Lots of outlets have looked.
Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Vice President Biden did nothing wrong. Every single media outlet has said that there's no there to these allegations, lies, and smears.
PolitiFact found no evidence to support the idea that Joe Biden advocated with his son's interests in mind.
It's true that there's no evidence of any wrongdoing by Vice President Biden or that Hunter Biden broke any laws at all.
What it confirms is that Hunter Biden is a person of integrity.
Hunter has done nothing wrong.
I've never read a memoir like this one before. This is Hunter Biden's book, Beautiful Things. It's breathtaking.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
The bogus investigation of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Let's be clear, Hunter Biden didn't do anything illegal, and his father, the vice president, didn't do anything illegal or unethical.
It demonstrates the lifetime of integrity that have been represented by the Bidens for their entire careers.
My son did nothing wrong. I did nothing wrong.
We cannot play that clip enough just to remind you of how the media gets together. That's the narrative. Hunter Biden did nothing wrong. Joe Biden is asked about Hunter Biden on 60 Minutes. And what's he run to? They run to all what everybody else says, the experts.
So what about the Americans who really today only want me to ask you about Hunter Biden's laptop? How are you going to get them to see that you are fighting for them when they're so dead set against you?
There's nothing to any of that. Nothing to any of that. It's all a smear. Every major outfit, every serious investigator has pointed out that this is a smear. This is classic Trump. We have 4 days left, and all of a sudden there's a laptop. And you may recall, there's also talk about 4 months before there was a similar thing that somebody had, allegedly. There's overwhelming evidence that from the intelligence community that the Russians are engaged. I mean, look, this is my son's an honorable man, and all the investigations that were done around the issue of what was going on in Ukraine, if you notice, every one of the major people who worked for Trump during the impeachment went under oath, and under oath said Biden did his job. No law was broken. This Biden did his job. Hunter Biden broke no laws. That was the testimony. Their testimony from Republicans and intelligence community people. So I think that it's, I just think, look, politics has become too crass, too dirty, too ugly, and the perpetrator of an awful lot of this has been, he didn't start it all, but he has taken to a new level, this president.
Everything that Joe Biden said, not some of it, all of it, lies. Every one of those media people that have covered for him are going to have a lot of explaining to do in the very near future on how they could cover for lies. But right now, it's those 51 intel experts, former intel experts and intel personnel who now are going to have to do some explaining. And here's my first question as I share this information with you is, why are they all lawyered up? Well, some of them anyway. Here's the rest of it. Mark Zaid, who most notably represented the Ukraine whistleblower in the impeachment effort against former President Donald Trump, in other words, he's a shyster, the guy, is now representing 6 of the 51 letter signatories, and he told the Washington Examiner that we intend to fully cooperate, but we will not do so silently. Representative Jim Jordan, now the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, originally sent letters to many of the 51 former intelligence officials in April of last year, but those requests were largely ignored. So he followed up with the demands for information from a dozen of the ex-spy officials in February and March of this year, joined by Mike Turner and others. So, look, they're doing what they're supposed to do. 51 people signed that letter saying, I vouch for this laptop information. 6 of them have decided to lawyer up. Why? Why can't you stand behind what you put? Why do you need a lawyer? If you said to me, Kevin, do you support blankety blank? And I'd say, absolutely. You call me in? What do I need my lawyer there? Kevin, did you say that you support not wanting Black History Month to be celebrated, that we celebrate black people all year? Did you put that? Yes, I did. Absolutely did. Kevin, did your publication print this thing? We certainly did. Who was it? Well, it was one of my writers. If it was me, I got held to task by the New York, not the, was it Wall Street Journal? Anyway, don't remember. Some lefty rag. And, Kevin, you're news. I said, we are not news. We fall under the news category. But we're not news. We're an opinion site. It says it on there. We don't break. The only news I break is stuff that I do. Everything else is commentary on what's out there, good, bad, or indifferent. If it's fake news and CNN's put it out, we'll talk about it. If it's legitimate news from some conservative news source, we'll talk about it. But I don't care who's shot John. My opinions about the news, I accept. I fully accept 100%. You want to talk about that, I fully accept those. And they're subject to change based on circumstances, based on a lot of things. But whatever it is at the time, if I put my opinion about it, that's what it is. So anyway, this thing cracks me up that these people are lawyering up. And what I want, either they're ignoring the subpoenas or they're lawyering up. Zaid's response, sent a response back to Jordan and Turner, calling the laptop letter nonpartisan and saying the signatories, quote, relied upon their decades of professional training and expertise. That's their cover for this. Oh, this is what we've noticed because we follow this and we're experts at what we do. How dare you question us, after the fact, you backseat drivers? It's easy to look at this in hindsight and understand that we got it wrong. Really? What information? How did you evaluate? Essentially, what these people did is, as I said, I get asked all the time, Kevin, are you willing to sign something? We're going to send a letter to Congress or whatever. Yeah. You think I've ever said no? Of course I have. I'd go, no, I'm not interested. Not my cause. Not my fight. Don't really believe it the way you framed it. So no, don't get my signature. But if you frame it and you say, here's what we're going to write, and we'd like an endorsement, and you give me the letter that we're going to sign off on, and it's in my files, I'll happily do it, and I'll go to bat for it. Says he was referring to a Politico report. Oh, here's what he says. Joe Biden said at the time there are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what he's accusing me of is a Russian plan. They have said this. Has all the four or five former heads of the CIA, both parties say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. And he was referring to this political thing, the letter rather, titled Hunter Biden's Story is Russian Disinfo, dozens of former intel officials say. But the title was slightly misleading because the letter never directly called it Russian disinformation. The statement was very carefully crafted by former intelligence officers who served in the very highest positions within the intelligence community, Zaid said, that the contents may have been misinterpreted or distorted by third parties to include politicians in the media is not the responsibility of the signatories. Could be right. I told you how I do it, but if it is right, who's to be condemned then? Who do we blame? Are we going to now point fingers at this media that he was talking about? And these politicians like Joe Biden, who presented it as de facto fact? He added, we recognize and respect the authorities of the committees, but claim there is no conceivable legislative purpose behind this investigation. Oh, yeah, there is. Yep. He wants to identify all people with whom you communicated with about the inception, drafting, editing, signing, publishing, and promotion of the letter and direct them to produce all documentation and communications referring to the related. So, perfect thing for Jim Jordan to do. Tell us how you came to this conclusion, if you did, that there were no shenanigans by the Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
We also have the New York Post headline, Spies Who Lie. With the faces of all of those, right front and center is John Brennan and James Clapper on the cover of the New York Post there, who lied and said that it was Russian disinformation. Let's just be clear, Jim Jordan, these guys were key officials in the CIA and the other intelligence agencies. They would have known that this was not Russian disinformation when they signed their name, correct?
No.
But Maria, this is yeah, it's a great point. This is what makes this so wrong and so bad. This is no different than when Adam Schiff 3 years ago came forward and said, oh, there is more than circumstantial evidence that President Trump colluded with Russia. We didn't think that statement was accurate at the time. But when the chairman of the Intelligence Committee goes on TV and makes that statement, he gets briefings that the American people don't get. Frankly, he gets briefings that even I, as a member of Congress, don't get. So when he says something like that, there is added weight, added emphasis put on that. Same thing with these 51 former intelligence officials. When they come out with a statement like this, you're thinking, wow, these are guys who were supposed to be in the know. They were in the know when they were in the government. And so there's added weight to that. But when they mislead us, that makes it all the more wrong. And that's why we got to get to the bottom of this, because it's happened more than once now. And this is not supposed to be that way in our great country.
And there's another statement that Chairman Schiff made that I think we have on video.
But you admit it's a all you have right now is a circumstantial case.
Actually, no, Chuck. I can tell you that the case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. So, again, I think...
So you have seen direct evidence of collusion?
I don't want to go into specifics, but I will say that there is evidence that is not circumstantial and is very much worthy of investigation.
So that was in March of 2017, when Chairman Schiff, as ranking member of HPSI, was telling the public, the American public, that he had more than circumstantial evidence through his position on HPSI that President Trump's campaign had colluded with Russia. Now, of course, the Mueller report, as Mr. Sekulow pointed out, after $32 million and over 500 search warrants, or roughly 500 search warrants, determined that there was no collusion, that wasn't true. And we wanted to point these things out simply because, for this reason, Chairman Schiff has made so much of the House's case about the credibility of interpretations that the House managers want to place on not hard evidence, but on inferences. They want to tell you what President Trump thought. They want to tell you, don't believe what Zelensky said, we can tell you what Zelensky actually thought. Don't believe what the other Ukrainians actually said about not being pressured, we can tell you what they actually thought. That it is very relevant to know whether the assessments of evidence he's presented in the past are accurate. And we would submit that they have not been.
Everybody in the food chain, including Republicans, hated Donald Trump. The 51 intel experts, including John Brennan, former CIA director, communist Muslim, and James Clapper, who has lied repeatedly on camera, and they've gotten away with it, are all key officials who hated Trump. They all lied. There is nothing that any one of these 51 people can say that would point to absolute, definitive Russian disinformation, misinformation, wouldn't even allude to it. And just like we played with Trump's attorney saying, Schiff said all the time, I got this information. It's not circumstantial. I have proof. I have proof. I have proof. And they've given no proof. A three-year-old knows they have nothing on Trump. It is nothing but made up, like everything else we've been discussing. A politically motivated strategy, as political as the Russian collusion by Trump that we played that clip of. So in other words, Russian misinformation when it pertains to Hunter is supposed to protect Hunter. But Russian information is supposed to destroy Trump. You see the two ends of the spectrum in what these people are trying to do. One is to protect the crackhead who was in business with the Russians, and who's gotten us at the brink of war with Russia, involving China, with billions of your tax dollars going to Ukraine, but they can't connect those dots. Just like they couldn't connect the dots of Russian collusion with Trump. But let me tell you, put it in balance. Put everything we're talking about, bank failures with inflation. Look at everything that's going on with the J6 committee. Look at everything that's going on with the Chinese right now. how they're benefiting with the Biden administration. Now, I'm going to warn you. I've already warned you before. I'm going to warn you again. If you think that you're going to get their back so up against the wall that they finally can say, uncle, and that's the end of it, you are delusional. Leftists, you will have to beat them down to the ground. You ever seen one of these movie fights where the guy just continues to pummel the guy and no matter what, and then finally people have to drag him off even though the guy is out? That's the way you have to beat a leftist. Metaphorically, of course. You have to keep beating them. That's why I said, kick them when they're down, kick a dead horse. Give me whatever metaphor, whatever saying that you want to use for me to describe a brutal beating that will not stop unless somebody pulls me off of you. That's what you better do. That's what you better understand you have to do with the left. They lied. And they will continue to lie. And I've already connected enough dots for you. I've listed the Biden staffers who are tied to the Chinese. I've talked about our trade policy with China that has done nothing except let China grow. The number of spies that have infiltrated our country, infiltrated corporate America, infiltrated academia, infiltrated the political system. Known spies. We've taken a look at the economy. Knowing that China is going after the dollar, working in collusion with the Russians, supporting Russia in Ukraine. If your policy is to end the Ukrainian war, why haven't you put more pressure on China? We know what they're doing to devalue currency, to upend our country. And the Bidens, as we proved earlier, we're looking to help usher these people into our energy industry. We've already got enough. They supply much of the lithium and the cobalt for batteries. What direction do you see us heading here? This clip is Gorka from 2018 talking about the China scandal with Biden.
A bombshell new book exposes deep financial links between former Vice President Joe Biden's son and the Chinese government. According to an investigation by Clinton Cash author Peter Schweitzer, Biden's son inked a billion-dollar deal with a subsidiary of the Bank of China just 10 days after he and his dad visited the country in 2013. Joining me now, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, now a Fox Business national security strategist. Where's the outrage? Where's the reporting of this? I haven't seen any.
Could you imagine if a fraction of this story was alleged against Jared Kushner? I mean, the book is just out. Peter Schweitzer and his team did an amazing job on Clinton Cash. But in a nutshell, the story is, as you said, the stepson of John Kerry, the son of Joseph Biden, when they were cabinet members of the Obama administration, created a new investment fund called Seneca. They inked a billion-dollar deal with the Chinese government, the Bank of China, and then together proceeded, this is just one example, to buy a U.S. manufacturing company called Hennings that was making very sensitive equipment crucial to our American military here at home. I'm very rarely at a loss for words, Stuart, but this is potentially one of the biggest pay-for-play scandals we have ever seen outside of uranium war.
Now, I'll leave you with this one. This came from Pompeo about China having a governor's list.
Last year I received an invitation to an event that promised to be, quote, an occasion for exclusive deal-making. It said, quote, the opportunities for mutually beneficial economic development between China and our individual states are tremendous, end of quote. Deal-making sounds like it might have come from President Trump, but the invitation was actually from a former governor. I was being invited to the U.S.-China Governors Collaboration Summit. It was an event co-hosted by the National Governors Association and something called the Chinese People's Association for Friendship and Foreign Countries. Sounds pretty harmless. What the invitation did not say is that the group I just mentioned, is the public face of the Chinese Communist Party's official foreign influence agency, the United Front Work Department.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.